You're listening to the Premier Automotive and Lifestyle Podcast. This is Through the Apex.
Start your engines.
Here are your hosts, Mark Anthony Murray and Sean Rosa.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Through the Apex.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving happy.
I got greens, beans, tomatoes, chicken. You name it!
Remember that song that they made out of that, though? I got beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes.
You name it!
And then they had it like three times.
You name it!
And they like chop it up.
That's the sickest.
Is that Shirley Caesar?
Thanksgiving remix in the world.
Damn. I'm about to make that my ringtone for the next week.
I play it every week throughout November. Until Thanksgiving,
at get you hype. Bar. Like, gets you hype.
Oh, people love it.
Oh,
people love
oh,
it.
Oh, like in the actual bar.
Yeah.
People just lit, getting lit to Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, people love that stuff. And then tonight will be. I'll start sprinkling in some Christmas music.
No, please don't.
I will. Too late.
No,
it's already done.
Jeez,
I dropped a Wonderful Wonderland or whatever by Paul McCartney.
Winter
Wonderland. Wonderful.
Oh man, he's
boom boom
boom boom. Pew, pew. Yeah.
That jump.
I like that.
And then I'm waiting for Mariah. I'm going to drop Mariah.
Oh, Holy Night?
No. What is Mariah's not known for that? Like, that's not her song. Really, dog? That's awful.
I mean, I didn't know where you were going with that.
What's the song
you play
called?
Paul McCartney in the club, bro. Like,
man, what's the, nothing's wrong with Paul McCartney.
Nothing's wrong with that.
What's
Annapolis after all.
I have like remixes. So like the Wonderland or Wonderful Wonder Time, whatever it is called. I don't know what it's called.
Wonderful Winter Wonderland.
It's Wonderful Something.
Wonderful
Time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I have like a remix to that where it has like a Teach Me How to Dougie like beat to it. But and then the Mariah Carey record. All I Want for Christmas Is You, that one.
Oh, okay.
That one, like,
remix
all the ladies.
For that, too?
Nah, it's more on the original side. It got a couple different drumming patterns on it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
yo, all the snow bunnies love
the
that
snow
trash.
Bunnies.
Snow bunnies love that trash.
Just...
And I... you know, just, like, everyone gets so hyped. Like, I'd be playing, like, Africa by Toto. People get hype off that. Like, it's just wild.
Oh,
bro.
Dang. You never know what's going to move the crowd, though.
Never.
That's why you have to just have everything.
Yeah, it's
all
wild.
The time.
It's wild.
That's crazy.
Yes, welcome to Through the Apex. digress for a while on the whole Christmas music thing. But, of course, I know I'm going to have to say it just because we have people joining us on live, and we don't know if they've ever listened to our show before. So,
yeah.
If you're just joining us
here
for
we
the
go.
First time ever.
Here we go.
We are an automotive podcast, and we're going to be talking about all things automotive. But the only thing that's different today is that we actually don't have a show prepared.
Dun, dun, dun.
No script was written. We're kind of off the cuff today.
We just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I don't like saying that I'm busy to do stuff. I just don't feel like it. I just want to be rebellious and just not do something.
Well, I think that the fun thing about this is that, like, I think we could pull a half decent show without any prep.
I think it's better when it's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, now I have to talk about something that I probably didn't like anyway, but it was in the news, so we have to be objective reporters on what takes place and speak on some horrible looking vehicles.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but you're good at picking stuff that doesn't look horrible a lot of the time.
I try
when
to.
It looks horrible,
I try to
we
keep
just
it a good
make
mix.
Fun of it. You know what I mean?
I try to keep a good mix. But we are, like, closing in on our first year, which is really exciting.
Dang.
And, you know, we've done a lot. So I think I think it's changed up enough.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Did we mention Old Mel last week? Or did we just talk about Susan?
We didn't. We'll talk about Old Mel. Yeah, we'll talk about Old Mel a little bit later.
Okay.
Today's show, though, is going to be kind of fun. So we didn't do any preparation, but one thing we did want to do was we're going to have a Cars We're Thankful For episode. So kind of, you know, in relation to Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later. We will get into some news very briefly. Not much because we don't have any quite prepared. And then if you are on IG Live and you want to interact with us, Mark Anthony is going to be on IG Live on his phone.
Hello, guys.
Send us a message on the chat there, and we'll answer questions. We'll do whatever. And if you've missed any of the live episodes, there's only one other one because this is our second one ever. They're on the YouTube channel, Makeshift Films YouTube channel, Through the Apex Podcast playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be putting those there weekly. There might be a week delay at some point, so if you like to watch us sit and talk to each other with metal dongles in our face,
oh,
that's cool too.
That's not cool. The metal dongles.
Metal dongles. We do have a crowd here today. We have the Bucks County representatives in the back, the peanut gallery.
The ultimate peanut gallery.
What are the chances that we both find women in, like, the same county, like, just different times? Like,
I don't know.
It's kind of crazy.
That's kind of – it's almost like there's a factory over there or something like that.
There might be.
There might be, right?
Yeah.
Like, just producing anomalies to be – you know, pushed forth into the universe,
right,
to be located by people lucky enough to be locating them, you know.
Do you even know the things you say sometimes? Like, do you, like, I'm just sometimes.
Sometimes, honestly.
You just be talking, just like, what the
honestly,
fuck are you talking
sometimes
about?
It's just like, it's like I'm autopiloting everything. Like, I do that when I drive sometimes,
that's
too. I'm just kind of like, you know,
safe.
What? I just. Where I end up is just where I go.
You're the type of driver that look up and be like, yo, how did I get home?
Yo. Under certain circumstances.
Oh, shoot. Sometimes. What happened to the last 45 minutes?
Like, yo, like, I'll just get there and I'll get out the car. I'll look at the car and be like, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's crazy.
There's a white Countach. No. Sir, did you drive home? Of course I drove home. Shoot me. You drove this car home? Oh, no, I didn't drive that.
That's
that was
hilarious.
Fine.
Oh, man. Well, let's get into Knob of the Week. I do have some entries for Knob of the Week. Actually, I have a few. Let's have some fun with this. So, first things first, there's a video out of a Subaru Impreza pulling out a Ford F-350 that was stuck in the mud.
Seriously? Was it stock?
Yeah, the Subaru was bone stock.
Dang.
So
out the mud.
Out the mud.
You heard that Kevin Gates song?
No.
Get it out the mud.
Is that like is that like a butt sex thing, or...
Watch me break my wrist, make that water whip.
Oh, it's a Coke thing.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Speed it up and flip. I'm all about my chill. I get it out the mud. No, it's not booty. It's not about that. It's
okay,
not about
I'm
the
glad.
Booty. I hate booty.
Get it out the mud. I thought I was.
Get it out the mud. Because I like booty. Reference. I just like booty. I'm just dirty.
We need to get back on. We have like the most people we've ever had on the show and like. People are saying things.
I wrote back. I've been paying attention.
What do they say? You got to tell me what they're saying.
Oh, shh.
You got to report.
Sorry. Alvaro said, what do you guys think about the new Porsche 718 Spyder?
I honestly can't say because I haven't seen anything, so.
Oh. There was actually a video of it. I saw it driving along, and people didn't know if it had the flat six in it or if it was a turbo four because they couldn't really identify.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. The GTS, the Boxster?
Was 718 Spyder? Is it?
This one's just the Boxer GTS, so this is not the Spyder. Look at it right now.
Oh, no. So it had spy cam on it. It's very... This is new. Yeah, this is
new. Like,
yeah.
Mad new. Okay.
It's a video that I saw. I guess Alvaro saw the same video.
Interesting.
But you can barely hear it spooling up, and people were just wondering, like, what kind of engine it had, and... Because the entire 718 lineup is just RIP to the flat sixes now. You know what I mean? They're all turbo fours.
Yeah.
You know, pushing 350, 365, which I think is kind of stupid. That S to GTS bridge is kind of silly. I think it shouldn't really exist. It's like, you're going to charge $15,000 more for 15 more horsepower. They must be getting lessons from BMW. Who knows? And offering less for more.
Right, right.
Actually, maybe BMW got that from Porsche, which is why they suck now.
Oh, can I just interrupt? Eileen, could you bring me the iPad charger? There's like a charger over there. Sorry. We're breaking the fourth wall. Because this iPad's about to die, and I need at least one outro song. I mean, yeah. Strategically. No, just the cable.
Thanks. Crowd participation.
Thank you.
This is excellent.
Freaking that laptop's about to die, too. All the
oh, jeez.
All the death.
Oh, man. So. Do you have the laptop charger?
It's somewhere.
Oh, you're gonna. So if it just somewhere. If it just dies, we'll just have to figure the news out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what else do you think about the? I guess going back to the abandoned Knob of the Week.
Oh,
F-350 getting pulled by an Impreza, stock Impreza. At that.
That's I think that's really I don't know. Physics are kind of interesting, though, because torque is, you know, how much you have in reserve to execute stuff like that. But I don't really – that's kind of interesting. I would like to see that. But, I mean, an F-150 is about 2.5 tons.
It's a big truck, man. It's not – I mean
– 3 tons almost.
I honestly couldn't – I think that's what it is. I think it's the weight that's got it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the headline's probably more shocking than it needs to be. Like, it's kind of clickbaity.
You know? Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people in the comments just like, ah, oh, Impreza 350, you have an F-350, you can't get out the mud. All you, you know.
All the Impreza owners coming.
Right.
To come, you know, jack their meat off to the article.
Another knob of the week is there were a few 2019 Ram 1500s that got a backseat tribal tattoo by mistake.
What?
Yeah.
Backseat tribal tattoo?
Yeah, so like a part of the actual backseat. So like on the outer trim of the, before you get into like the inner actual back part,
mm-hmm.
had this like tribal trim on it. I think it was supposed to be reserved for like a upper tier. I don't quite know why would anybody want a tribal.
That's tacky.
Like thing on their car interior.
Maybe The Rock would. He's into that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, he's Samoan, so he's allowed to.
Oh, okay. You're right. That's true. You know, that's why I said
this was more so like, this is more so like I drink Monster Energy. And I like, I don't know. I still listen to like Trapped and I like Trapped. So, I mean, I'm a big 90s, you know, metalcore fan, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like that kind of like, have you ever seen Shameless?
Yes.
You know, Mickey, the, like the neo-Nazi son, like that kind of person, like,
no,
you know, and I like Jaeger bombs, but like, he's a type of cat, like whiskey Jaeger bombs and like Russian whores, you know, like that, like.
He's like, what's the dude with the chicks and the guns and the G-wagon?
Don't go too far because I'm only in the fourth season, so.
Oh,
so don't
well, I was just gonna bring up like Dan Bilzerian or something like that.
Oh yeah. Dan Bilzerian is exact. He's like a bro, you know. This tribal thing is like a bro thing to do. A complete bro thing.
I don't
to
like
do.
It. Knob indeed.
Complete knob. So we got two knobs of the week: Ford F-150 and surprisingly a 1500 Ram. Both trucks. Let's get into our very spur of the moment makeshift podium for this week.
Off the tarmac and falling behind on the latest happenings in the automotive industry.
Now goes PK, my goodness.
We'll get you up to speed. This is the podium.
Excellent job, mate.
Covering the top three news events of the week.
All right, so the one thing I do have coming in at number three, it's not huge news, but it's kind of exciting because, you know, we've been waiting for this for a long time, but the Jeep pickup has finally been given a name, and it's going to be called the Gladiator. We kind of touched on it a little bit last week, but now it's, like, really coming out there. What do you think about the name Gladiator? It's an old nameplate that they used to use, so I like the fact that they're recycling some history here.
I like when companies do that. It's a really good evoking of nostalgia that can kind of bring newer fans or new folks who have an affinity with the brand up to speed. And for the folks that actually do recall that that time period, kind of like they did with the Demon, almost just sort of, you know, like, unfortunately, the Dart kind of fell in its face.
Yeah.
But
it's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I think it adds quite a bit of pressure to it. But that's a company that delivers upon this because it's just basically an expansion of an existing formula, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to mess something up that you only do one thing of. That's like Land Rover putting on a flop of a sport or something like that. Like, they just don't. That's all they know how to develop. So I feel like it'll probably be really good. I think the name's warranted.
Yeah, I feel that. Gladiator's cool. I'm cool with it. I think I wanted it to be called the Scrambler.
Or the Spartan.
Spartan is cool.
Yeah.
I wish they would have kind of stuck with, I guess, some of the Native American lore.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, Trackhawk is obviously not, like, an actual tribe, but it's still kind of in relation to, like, Cherokee and...
That name's fire, though.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think that stuff is kind of dying out. There's not too many other things that with the... Native American heritage, because everything's like patriot, liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gladiator, I guess.
So racist.
So, wait, you see what's happening here?
Yeah.
So, like, they had the Cherokee, which was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a few other ones.
What's a Rubicon? Does that have anything to do with anything?
It probably does.
Is that like a tribe, too?
It probably means, like, you know, colonizers taking on, you know, mainlanders.
Like.
And then just wiping them out.
Oh.
Something like that.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't
know. It's not anything like sexual. right?
Rubicon? Sexual?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, colonizers and, you know, the infiltrating of, you know, the meshing of the...
You're like, doing the Pocahontas thing right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like the John Smith you know.
You know, the raccoon was kind of lit on that.
He was lit all the time.
Always.
Clearly, obviously. The dog needed to get on that.
Yeah, totes. You know, I agree with that.
He gave up on his former life to be a raccoon.
Oh, my gosh. Number two. I'm sure you heard about this, but the BMW 2 Series, Grand Coupe coming to fight the new Mercedes CLA. How do you feel about this? Paying any attention to this?
I just don't see the point of this segment. It's just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I take that back. I see the point of it because after a certain point, the 3 Series is just going to be $100,000.
Yeah,
it's just going to, like, with the course of time, every year, hey, we didn't change anything, but we made one package cheaper and another one more expensive, and now the starting price for this vehicle is actually going to be $5,000 more than it was last year, or last model year. And if you want air conditioning, it's going to be $10,000 more, because BMW, they nickel and dime you for everything, and that's just how it works. So now, if you can't, and with inflation and all that type of stuff, the value of a dollar is going to fluctuate, and it's not going to be what it used to be. So before, you might have been able to buy a 3 Series. Now, you won't even be able to buy a seat in a 3 Series. You're going to have to get a 2 Series.
Right.
But if you want 4 doors, you're not going to be able to get a 2 Series coupe. So you're going to have to get the 2 Series that was extended slightly to take up the car that people can't afford anymore.
What do you think about... I think you made a great point about inflation. I think we're really, truly headed to an average of $40,000 per vehicle for an, you know, like, that's going to be the new average. I think it's already getting up there. I mean, it's only a matter of time. I mean, even like a Civic today is around, like, a proper Civic is like 26, you know, with all the bells and whistles.
About 26.5, yeah.
If you want to get comfortable in it, that's a Civic. That's supposed to be an entry level, not so much an entry level now, but at one point that was their. That's the go-to. You know, they have the Fit now and whatnot. But
for sure. HRV, but that's still there. You're right. But that's still their main entry, their main entry level.
That's like their flagship entry.
Yeah.
You know, which is, man, that's crazy, man. $40,000. Yeah. I mean, I think we're headed there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, unless you're going to, it's almost like when they talk about, and we're not a financial podcast any means, because Sean hasn't actually pointed out what type of podcast we are yet for like 5 whole minutes. Like,
if you're just tuning in on Instagram Live, we are an automotive podcast. All
right.
Tasked with giving you all the lifestyle and car culture experience and news. Bow, 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 bow. I don't know what that is.
So that's a DJ drop, man. Like, you just put that in there. That wasn't me. I don't know. I didn't do that.
I do have something that's pretty interesting that I wanted to talk about. This could very well be number one. I mean, we're just kind of going off the cuff right now, so we'll just talk a little bit about everything and talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. So just, again, hit us up on Instagram Live. We'll be more than happy to chime in on what you are
Alvaro said
interested
that,
in.
My bad, Sean.
Yeah, it's cool.
Alvaro said Ford should get it together. LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
agreed.
Why are we talking about Ford?
Agreed. Because of the truck, the knob of the week.
Is he on like a delay? Is he on like West Coast?
I think I'm on a delay.
You're probably on
delay. I'm on a delay. I just hadn't looked.
That's
accurate. I just can't multitask. I'm lucky I saw the part about the spider.
All
right.
Number one, for sure. And this is interesting to me because, like, this is a car that I've actually kind of had in my sights. But the Audi TT is going to be moved, turned into a coupe. I mean, into a four-door. Four-door
what?
Coupe. Yeah.
Sean, they can't.
They're going to. And it's only a matter of time before they take the TT and they turn it into an SUV. Like, legit.
Sean, that car is 5 feet long, man.
Dog.
The door is 3 feet. They can't.
It's only
a matter. Bro, like.
They took the Volkswagen and put it on, they raised it and
you
called
know,
it a Touareg.
You know
so
what?
Come on.
You know what? With the formula of the GTI and being able to do that, I guess I could see that. I guess I could see that. But you see all these sports cars that they're adding four doors to the Mustang, you know, that we saw last week that basically was unappealing and unamusing. Amusing. You know,
amusing,
but unappealing.
But not in the, yeah.
I don't, yeah. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, the thing is these marketing departments are not, you know, developing these things with the anticipation that people are not going to buy them.
Right.
Because if they didn't think anybody was going to buy them, because they wouldn't put them into existence. For example, you have stuff like the Nissan Juke, which I see too many of. Clearly, they only sell to people who have, you know, 0% of their vision left.
Yeah.
You have people that have bought the Pontiac Aztec for some reason, which is even worse than the juke.
Computer died. That's a wrap.
And
keep it moving. Keep going. All news will just come be pulled out of our ass. You care not.
Chocolate rain. But yeah, I guess it'll be cool. I mean, it's still funny because they call it like the hairdresser's car or something. Now, if they made the TT RS in a four door, then maybe that might make
but
a case
for
it.
Do we need one? Do we need a small? Here's the thing. I was looking at my GTI the other day, and I looked at it and I said, Do they really need to put two extra doors on there? Because no one can fit in the back anyways. You know what I mean?
It's like, a roomy car, though.
In the front. Maybe yeah. if I wasn't a large gentleman, somebody could fit behind me. But if you want to sit comfortably in the front, then no one can sit comfortably in the back. Like, you have to be a very tiny human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To, like, truly drive comfortably.
Well, I mean, even if you don't use the back for humans or one side for humans, it's still additional storage that you can use without taking up the tailgate.
I can't have sexuals in the back. It's too small.
No sexuals?
No sexuals.
Really? Dude, but even with both seats all the way pushed up to the front.
Do you know how much work that is? That's like pulling out a futon. Like,
but
at this
aren't
point,
the seats automatic, though? You know?
They are automatic, but that still takes long.
But...
Think about it. You're ready to go. You are ready to go. Like, your guy is like, yo, we about to do this. And you got to sit there and just... And then you got
the Is that the seat or the vibrator?
The seat, man. Stay with me.
Okay.
Stay with me. Okay. So clearly you're into toy play. So you do the seat first, and then you do... That's just the Ford, and then you got to do the lean, you know.
But you know what? I mean, why don't you just knock the back seats down and then just use the trunk in the back seats?
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, that's better. I mean,
I'm not turning my GTI into a mini minivan.
But you just brought up an alternative situation.
I did, didn't I?
I mean, I think the back seats idea is that way. When you're done, you don't have to put the front seats back, and you guys can just leave.
I gotta get one of those like dog things that people put on their front. They hook them up. Because I'm such a clean freak, I gotta like, you know, you put it on the hooks of the headrest and then on the hooks of the back headrest.
So you got to designate the area.
So your pupper can chill and just like,
right.
You know.
Just screw up the back and, you know.
Why is it so gross back here, Sean? Oh, I forgot to put down my dog,
thing. Yeah. I got to have a conversation with the dog.
Getting back on the track, because unfortunately this is going to be live on YouTube also, so people are really going to see how messed up we are. Do you think the idea of putting a TT into the four-door segment is, and even not just that, but also like the Ford Mustang, making that a four-door and all these other great coupes that we've had, making them four-doors, is that like the car industry's last cry to hold on to the car segment itself? Because everything is moving into the SUV so quickly. Is this like our last, like, oh my gosh, we have to pivot so quickly?
You think they're like trying to force it now?
We're like, yo, if people are moving to SUVs so quickly, if we want to be able to enjoy cars, we have to make everything more utility based. So everything has to be four door. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I kind of see it. Like, because who really wants a small four door like that? That's like taking an FRS and giving it two back doors.
Ew.
Or like the RX-8 with the faux back doors. That's it's pointless. You know what I'm saying?
But the bad thing is, though, I don't, like I said, I don't think it's a matter of utility as much as it is who's actually going to buy this.
Yeah.
Because if you want utility from Audi, you can get a Q3, you can get a Q5, you can get a Q7, you can get a Q8 now.
You sure can.
You know what I mean? Or you can get an all-road, you can get an A5 Sportback, you can get an A7. In fact, more than half of the vehicles that they sell are utilitarian.
Right.
You have to go out of your way to buy a car from them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that hasn't stopped people from going into that segment. So I guess I say that to say that they have options should they wish to do so. So I feel like they don't need to make a car ever again. Ford DGAF, they don't do that anymore. No. They're like, if you want a car, you can buy a Mustang or you can buy a Mustang. You know what I'm saying? Or you can buy an F-150 or an Edge or a blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, for you to make a car that is the size of my Mini and give it four doors, it means that, hey,
your Mini has two, right? You have a two-door?
It's like three. It's got like that weird suicide door in the back on the driver's side because they don't want you know, passengers getting let out into traffic and getting turned into roadkill.
But you know what? Your Mini's surprisingly roomy in the back.
It is roomy. Because
when Eileen and I got back there, I mean, can't speak for her, but it seemed like she was pretty comfortable back there.
Yeah, it's the thing is that because the tailgate area is so small, it allows the back seats to kind of be pushed back almost over the rear wheel, so you actually have room back there.
Got it.
What I mean? Which is why the tailgate, like in there, it's kind of like, you know, the trunk space area. You really get more usage out of it when the back seats are down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, but I think they just do it because they think people will buy them. I think they want to see the market uptake and just to have a different sense of style. I really don't think it's utility anymore. I just think people are very black and white when it comes to two versus four doors. It's like, I would buy that only if it was a four-door. Okay, we'll give it two more doors. Boom, TT sales go up 30% for 2020
or something like that. I completely agree with you. I think I'm just having a hard time seeing it. It's like going back to the Toyota topic last week. Like, if you're going to go buy a four-door sedan for reliability and overall a sporty look, like, you can get a Camry, you can get an Avalon, but those guys aren't also wanting power like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's this weird...
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird... Like, you're serving a segment that you're... That maybe it's
trying
too
to create
niche.
It almost.
Yeah.
They're trying to create the segment because they don't offer anything that satisfies it.
Ah, man. I just don't know anybody that would go to an Audi dealership and say, you know what? That TT is small, so I want another extra door so I can cram people in it. More. It's basically like saying I want to cram more people in it comfortably because I don't want to have like people go through my side of the door or something. Like, it's, you're going to be crammed either way. But, and I think they're going to ruin it by, if they're going to have to lengthen the wheelbase a little bit, maybe.
You know what they're doing? They're doing what BMW is doing, unfortunately, because the S3 and the A3 exist because of their not being a four-door TT.
Okay.
The A3 and the TT are kind of, to me, they're kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So unless you just... You're just horrified by the look of the A3 and you don't like that. And like, you know, I don't like this bulbous little, you know, ball of metal. You know, I want like a
TT looks so good.
I want
good
a
now,
teardrop.
Though.
Yeah, you know. Because what did BMW do? And we make this joke all the time. Oh, what, why did you change 3 to 4? Well, the 4 series is now the coupe of the 3 series. Why'd you do that? Because all of our odd numbers are gonna be utilitarian and all of our even numbers are gonna be lifestyle vehicles. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Not really. Why'd you give the 4 series 4 doors? Because you made a 4-door version of a 2-door version of a 4-door version. Oh, well, people like the way that it looks, and we want to be utilitarian. Well, what's the 3 series GT? It's a, you know, 4-door version. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
God.
Well, you know what it is. It's trying to make sense of need, but also, like, this confusing nomenclature that we have of what to name our cars and how do we make that make sense. You know, it's too much. It's too much. I'm not okay with this TT 4-door.
I don't think they should do it.
That's, you know,
they're going to do it though, right?
I think they're probably, I mean, come on, why not at this point? They're going to at least try it. It's like the idea of the Beetle coming back as a 4-door. You already have a Golf sport wagon. What's the point, man? What's the point?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it's almost like when they make those ridiculous flavors of whatever candy or some, you know, whatever nonsense. It's like, man, who's going to buy this? And then people buy it and it does well. And it's just kind of like, I didn't really see the point of its inception.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Then you see them all over the road. And when I see cars like that, I look at the driver.
Yeah.
Like, I look them in the eye. You know? Like, I drive past and like whenever I see like what's a car like that that's just utterly pointless? And nobody should have bought. Like when I see a Juke, and shout out to my boss because he has a Juke, and we have this conversation a lot. And I'm just kind of like,
is he a car guy?
Apparently, yeah. He likes the F-Type V8 Jag.
Who doesn't? Though?
And stuff like that.
F-Type's great.
That's what he wants. Like, that's actually what he wants. Like, anything's better than that Juke. You know what I mean? But he's like, it's my wife's car. And it's like, so what's the other car you have? A minivan. It's like, all right, we can't talk anymore about any of this.
Trying it. We're both trying everything. We don't have kids yet, but we're like, we've had the conversation like, yo, we do not want to have a minivan.
It's like, yo, these babies, you're going to have to ride on the roof of the Challenger or something. Like, you guys got air? Can you hear the supercharger?
We're good.
We're good. Ooh, cops, what's going on here? Yeah. So, officer, you don't understand.
They like it up there.
Hey, come on, man. Look, are they both still there?
We actually just got our second car in our little family household this week. today.
Hey.
We picked up a 525i.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's funny. So I was actually texting you about this last night, really, really late. More so this morning, I guess, by the time I started texting you about it. But I originally thought it was gonna be, I really thought it was a 3 series.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a 330i.
Yeah.
O2. And when I talked to my sister about it, she's like, no, it's a 5. And she's like, you clearly don't know your BMWs. I'm like,
dang.
I'm like, well, clearly I don't.
Clearly you're from an automotive podcast. You know more than
I know.
Most
I should know.
People.
I know everything.
Dang.
Clearly, not more than you, but I know a lot.
Jeez.
But you know what? Like, I was definitely mistaken. I'll take the L on that one. But
bigger though.
Man, I think what hit me at that moment, and it's crazy, like all this happens in my mind as a car guy, like as I was wrong, I'm thinking like, damn, like, yo, how big have these cars gotten to the point where an 02 5 series looks like a 3 series to me?
Yeah.
Like size wise, you know?
Yeah.
Like
that car is probably the size of my car.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And that's why I thought, and then I'm like, man, well, what the hell did a 3 series look like around, like size wise, like inside the cabin and everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was really, like, kind of surprising.
I think it's a straight 6 in there, though.
It is. I think it's a V6. I'm sorry. Straight 6. Sorry. Well, you know what it was? I was hoping it was the 540i because I was doing my research.
That's a V8.
And it's a V8.
Oh, my God.
Because at the time, I just knew it was a 5 series. They didn't tell me what it was. So I was doing my research, and I'm like, yo, I'm really hoping it's the 540i because it's
a
V8.
That'd be fire. Like
290 horsepower.
540M Sport.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not.
It's all good.
But it's all good. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was telling Eileen, like, it's a car that you don't want to, like, push. You just kind of want, like, cruise and chill.
You cruise, yeah, yeah.
It's very comfortable.
What color is the interior?
It's beige. I'm not a beige fan, but it's very clean for an O2.
Oh, nice. That's
good,
man.
It looks like it just almost rolled off the lot. The interior.
Wow.
Like, interior no cracks does. In the seats or anything.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Treated well.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
I know Eileen's excited to be just, like, she literally can just pick up any of the two and just zoom out. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be great, cool. Man.
We don't have to schedule anything anymore.
No custody for the vehicles.
No custody. Yeah.
No joint custody.
So that was exciting. Exciting news.
Oh man, that's good though, man. I mean, it's always like I said, those cars are like Jeremy Clarkson always makes a joke about BMWs from that age being straight mechanical, and you can fix them with a hammer, and like now you need to fix them with a software developer.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you one thing that's a little annoying. We did have to change the battery before we got the car, and the battery's in the trunk, which is not a problem, but it's such a cluster back there, and it's so difficult to maneuver. Maybe it's because I have large, giant hands. That I can like stifle a small puppy with.
Like,
not that I would do that. I love puppies.
No, don't do that.
but that's how hard it was maneuvering back there. Like, I lost two of the bolts.
Oh no!
And then we had to go and get two of them, and then I lost those. Luckily, we bought 10, so it was all good in the end. You know what I'm saying?
The joys of the vintage car ownership.
Oh my gosh!
You could get historic plates on that now.
Oh, true.
It's over 20 years old.
Nice. I can get the yellow ones. I don't think they do yellow ones
anymore.
Wait,
is it? No, it's not.
Not yet.
Damn it.
Damn, that's loud. Who's... Damn. Wow. That was across the room. It sounded like it was right next to us.
It sounded like it was, like, here on the laptop. Yeah. At first, I thought it was my phone.
Nuts, man. Nuts.
Dang, if it was my phone, we would have gone deaf.
It's okay. But we've had a lot of... We've had Alexa talk to us.
I like our background noise, though. It means that we're real. No, like phone and Alexa. Like Alexa, let me stop saying that because she'll start talking. Yeah,
there she is. She's like, "What, bitch? Say my name again."
Excuse me. I cut all the power off in this house.
Right. Oh man. Well, let's get to cars we're thankful for. That's gonna be our main topic for this week, celebrating Thanksgiving. I mean, kick it off. What cars are you thankful for? You got like 2 or 3, maybe 5. You want to spit out real quick?
Like in general?
It's in general.
Stuff that
just
I've
have
owned.
Some fun. It's not, you know.
All right.
Anything you're just happy it exists.
I'm happy the Nissan Juke exists.
Why?
Because it shows you what you don't want to end up as in life. No.
I like the Juke.
You like the Juke. I like the Juke
I don't
R.
think I'd ever own one, but I like the Juke because I thought it was a car that it was an interesting development. That's all I'll say about
it. Yeah, and then they put the GTR motor in it, and then they call it, you know, and it, like, flies around. It's, like, faster than the GTR and all this nonsense. But, no, I guess for me, specifically, I'd probably have to say, I think I'd say one car is the that really is slept on with regard to, and I think it was the last of what BMW embodied as far as the ultimate driving machine. I think I'd have to say E60 M5 with the V10 in it.
Oh.
Just because nowadays you think about cars with V10s, Huracan, R8.
That's a good
V10.
Point.
You know
That's
what I mean?
Point.
Like, this is a 5 series that otherwise didn't share anything physically with a typical chassis that would house that motor in it. It was in the front. It was 5 liters. It was the perfect displacement. It made 500 horsepower. And you couldn't necessarily hear it because, of course, it's muffled from the factory unless you got up in the revs. But putting an exhaust on it or, you know, actually understanding it. And it did have its mechanical issues, right? I mean, it's that was the first time a V10 had really been put into a mass production car by BMW that wasn't a racing engine. But it was just such a maniacal beast, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, I don't know. I think that a rear-wheel drive big car with a lot of power, it's got like that hot rod soul that AMG had as well.
Yeah.
And it just is lost now. Everything is very dumbed down. Everything is very safe. Everything is very, and I think that kind of segues into the other, and I'll call this a genre. And I was talking to Jess about this even on the way here, but just, so there's the M5 V10, but a group that I'm really thankful for is American Muscle. Because they're literally keeping the dream, the car enthusiast dream alive. No other company is putting 6-plus liters of displacement, supercharging it, making it rear-wheel drive, and still putting together a decent level of build quality that you can get for under $80,000, $70,000, $60,000. You know what I mean? Like, even PP2 Mustang, 5-liter, you know what I mean? Fully loaded, $52,000, running rings around M4s. I mean, the M4 competition is an almost $80,000 vehicle when it has options on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a joke anymore, like how far these companies have come. And it's really, really good that they're able to still exist. And for as long as they can exist, you know, provide that level of experience for those who choose to partake in it. And I think another, I guess I'll pick one more group. I'd probably have to say, I'm trying to think of very impactful, because I've picked supercars, or I've picked a super sedan, I've picked muscle cars. I'd probably have to say it's a Ferrari F40.
You know what's funny? I was going to say that. But if I can interject really quick, because I think I might know where you're going with this, possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
But a group I'm excited for, or I'm thankful for, is just JDM vehicles.
Yeah.
For me, that's where it all started for me.
Yeah.
That's where the love started. You know, the tuner scene back in the 90s and 2000s was an interesting. It didn't age well, I'll say that. Like, if you see a car that has any that type of styling now, man, it's foolish.
It doesn't age well. Hold up well.
But it's something that, like, for instance, I saw a Celica. Maybe 02, 04 ish.
Probably the last one they made,
the
right?
The last one they made.
The last modern
Celica. So, you know, the one that like ended up being like front wheel drive and everything. So I saw one of those, I think just a couple days ago, and it was like bright orange and it had like a carbon fiber or hood.
Sheesh.
And it had a full on aero kit on it and everything. And wheels.
Real fast and furious.
I mean, very. And, you know, it's funny because, like, instantly I scoffed at it. And I'm like, this is such a joke.
Oh.
Like, but then I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of people that try to do this. and they do an awful job. This one looks halfway decent. It's not for me, but mm-hmm. I'll give him some respect. Like, clearly he's enjoying what he's driving, and I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really ballsy for somebody in today's age, 2018,
mm-hmm.
to go out of their way to even try to replicate something of that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that just speaks to how important that time was for car culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't for that, I mean, even like something as simple as like Gone in 60 Seconds or Fast and Furious and stuff mm-hmm. like that, like those movies had shaped, you know, my vision and taste so much now,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and all the movies that come after it. But JDM vehicles is it for me. I mean, like the 240s of the world, the Fair Ladies, you know, ARG 7s and the FDs.
They have their own, they've got their own lane.
Yeah.
Like they're not trying to be, because even American Muscle, I think, like Mercedes took a page out of that book
yeah.
with those NA AMG 6.3 liters sticking in a C-Class and roast the tires. And
right.
You know what I mean? 700 plus pound feet of torque in the CL63s and stuff like that. Like that is a hot rod formula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? BMW did it. Mercedes has done it. Audi's never done it. They don't care. But even stuff like the Kia Stinger, similar formula. But it started in America. Like that level of and it's like, okay, Europe can do America fine, but then they can't do them as well anymore because they put turbos in it. And then America does America, and America's like, oh, let's do Europe. And then they put like a GT350R, a Shelby,
yeah.
or like a ZL1 Camaro. And it's like, we've done Europe better than Europe has done Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But Europe can't do America. It's just interesting. Like the
yeah.
dynamic is starting to shift now.
But I think the one thing that European vehicles do better than most in America and Japan or wherever.
Nickel and dime.
Yes, that for sure.
Just kidding.
But you know what? The nickel and diming, not to be a shill for it, but I can almost see where that comes from because a lot of these vehicles, when you step into them, the materials are proper.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
The layout is proper. Mm-hmm. Everything, the user interface, the way everything feels and looks and smells.
It's not going to fall off.
Right. And if you get into a Malibu, for instance, it's just not going to have that
it's
same
It's just
feel.
Like, yeah, this is it's economy not. Level.
I think they're getting better. I think Ford is getting really great at that.
Ford is good at
But, you know, nickel and dime, I get it. But at the same time, like, there's a reason. It's still probably too much, but.
Yeah, it's for a specific demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, I spec full leather for my car because I wanted to give it that. I didn't like the cracky plastic that comes on the standard dashboard of the car, so I was like, oh, I'll just put in the stitching on there, and it feels like what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately for me, I think build quality is not the deal breaker that driving experience is for me anymore,
mm-hmm.
because I don't purchase my cars to stunt. Like, I don't purchase them to impress anybody. You purchase them for an experience. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, you want something with a nice interior? Get a freaking S-Class Mercedes-Benz or
right.
something like that.
If you can afford
get
it.
You a, yeah, you know what I mean? Or
but like if you, I get you're saying, if that's what you're, if you're looking at your meters of what's going to make, what you're looking for,
right.
so it fits into your bucket, so to speak,
yeah.
then bam,
like, why you do you know? Think there's like 15,000 billion people out there with entry-level C-Classes that just have an engine and seats in it? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, they don't give a F about the motor or anything. They just want the badge. And
yeah.
they just want to say that they own a Mercedes-Benz. Which is why stuff like this Audi, like this Teeny TT RS, it'll probably start at like 32
Is that what the
grand.
TT stands for? Teeny
Teeny. 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 You know what I mean?
That's
that
great.
That allows, like, the new department manager who just got promoted to actually go out and get his first Audi, and he can, you know, he's got his dream come true now. You
yeah.
know what I mean? You're making, you know, whatever, you know, fresh out of undergrad or whatever it is. And it's kind of like, you know what? I want me something nice. I'm not going to go get me a Ford Fusion. You know, what Audis you got that are under checks pay stub? $32,000. You know what, sir? We just came out with a 4-door TTRS, you look great in it, you know.
Well, RS wouldn't be that cheap.
I mean, sorry, as you can see, that, my priorities
are
not.
Yeah, yeah, but
you
I get what
you're
saying. I completely
It's just kind of like, I think that it's cool that they exist for that reason, but just don't pretend to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope the RS, I hope that, just to digress, I hope the TT does last, because the RS would be a great weekend car.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Great.
I love it.
Love
I think
it.
It's fantastic.
So it's like a, it looks like a little baby R8.
The car
also.
The car mags love it. That's
yeah.
what they call it. They call
baby
it a smaller R8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's I think that kind of reminds me, I guess, of the last car that I'll have to pick. So I did pick a big sedan that's fast, and I pick like a genre, and I'll pick a hypercar. I'm some McLaren P1.
I knew you were gonna go there. Yeah.
Like while we were talking, and I was kind of like, what is the car that has changed the way that you view speed and technology and things like that? And I think, albeit, you know, it existed simultaneously alongside fantastic. I mean, 918 probably more technical. Mm-hmm. It probably is, you know, four-wheel drive and all that. But I think just going back to, you know, not just pushing a boundary because you can push it. Yeah. I think that really requires a lot from a company because they're not trying to be. I feel like when they built that car, they were just trying to see how far they could go with it. You know what I mean? Without killing anything off. But I think that's a car 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now.
I think we're going to talk about that car the same way we talk about that 40.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that there's ever going to be another McLaren like that again.
I think we've seen that recently with the McSenna.
The McSenna. With the Skenna.
With the Senna and the new Longtail or Speedtail, whatever. Mm-hmm. We were very underwhelmed by those. You know? I really want to love the Senna. I just cannot.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't.
It's great because it's not anything highly, 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 highly technical as far as, you know, hybrid technology or anything. It's got the Vulcan formula in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like big power, racetrack body, light chassis. It's intended for, you know, speed in every aspect. Like, you don't know speed till you can figure out how to drive this car quickly. Whereas the McLaren is you don't know life until you've survived a drive with this car. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will come out of it shaken.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, just mass. I've seen grown men, like, in car review videos, get out of the P1, and you can tell that they're thankful to be alive at the end of that drive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that cusp of, I guess, mortality that a machine made by man is able to evoke out of somebody.
Yeah.
That shit is special.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly, the people that, you know, were able to get those, I remember Jay Leno's garage. He had cameras follow him to the McLaren dealership in Southern California when he went to pick it up. And there were some what was that out at the time? Not the 650, not the 570. MP4 12Cs were in the showroom and stuff like that. And there's just like that canary yellow P1 with like all the black accents on it. And he went up to it and he got in it, started it up, drove it off. Like, he did a review on it. It's just that. And
just imagine the juice you have to have to go into, like, just casually go in and, like, just drive out with a McLaren P1. Yeah,
it's
insane.
It's like, sir, that'll be, with taxes, that'll be 1.6 mil.
Right.
Oh, I've already paid for this. Didn't you get my message ahead of time? Like, I'm just here to get the
car.
In
full.
Like, right. Like, you know what I mean? And I left the deposit for the next one.
Right.
You know, you know what I mean? But for me, I think that's probably my last car. That car is an enigma. It's something else.
I think that's a really good list. Definitely, definitely. I don't really. I mean, P1 for sure with me. F40, you know, for the same reasons of that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot. I mean, I'm thankful for even the simplest thing, like I'm thankful that there are cars that like basic Corollas and Ford Focuses and stuff, because I feel like, for me, I guess growing up being in cars like that and always looking for that moment when I'll be able to get into that dream car, that helps you shape, like, number one, just being grateful, and it helps your patience, but also you're like, for me, like, the vision.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That vision is so important to me. Like, I've told you this, I've told Eileen, you know, the idea, the goal for me, something I'd like to do is own a GTR in the next 5 years, you know? And to me, that starts when I had my very first car, my 91 Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, I'm grateful for beaters. You know what I mean? Like, you have not lived unless you've driven a beater. You know what I'm saying? And like felt those struggles. Like, that is something every car person or not.
Yeah, it
has to go through.
You
it
have
should
to
be
have
like
that.
The thing, you know,
because it's, you don't know. I feel like you don't know what you don't know what you have until you haven't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And or barely have.
Right.
which is the beater.
I mean,
you know,
I'm also like, I'm low key kind of looking forward to some of the stress this 5 series might put on us, just only because like there's something about an older car with less technology that has this raw soul that wants to keep going, but you have to be able to show it love and affection to keep it going.
Yeah.
Like that to me means so much. Like I already know we need two new front tires because it's kind of cracking on the sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
I know I went about 60 on 29 and there seems to be some vibration. However, the alignment was fine. So like I got to figure that out.
Maybe a bushing control arm,
right,
et cetera.
The
whole thing.
I tried to clean the window. Don't say that. I don't want that much stress. I tried to clean the window and the windshield washer fluid didn't peed at me. It wasn't spraying. It just like whizzed.
It was like a squirt. It's like it's a little like, juice. Yeah.
So like those little things, I'm like, this is cool. This is going to be fun. As much as I love my GTI, like there's something just a little bit more special about.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It's like why people, that's like HGTV is a channel because people love fixing up shit, you know, shiplap and all that, you know, like people just love that stuff.
Oh god,
you see shiplap, I see carbon fiber. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
It's the it's all the perspective, man. It's right. Like you see what could be, or rather than what is.
Yeah,
I feel like that's really important.
Anybody on our very sad Instagram live, hit us up with anything they're thankful for.
So I didn't know, I guess when I log out it just goes away. The whole history goes away because I've been like looking at news and stuff, so when I got back it's just like I can't see the history anymore.
Got it.
But I was talking to Alvaro on there. He was talking about the Mini being small and the TT being I guess relatively larger than the Mini, or that I'm used to small or something like that. And I was like, all right, it's in there, probably in your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I can see what's going on there, and nothing else has taken place since I last looked.
We have a full two people on, so.
Oh, there we go.
It's all good. But look, I think that's going to be it for today's show. Anything else you want to talk about or wrap on before we roll skis?
Just I guess hopefully everybody has a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels, and
absolutely,
we don't get any more bad weather for a while because people don't know how to communicate. Or commute. People don't have to commute to Kate.
They don't know how to do anything. The comms. The comm department.
All of it. Too much communication. Text communication while it's supposed to be commuting.
That's true.
It's like, stop it.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this live on Instagram weekly. We're going to try to get better at letting you guys know when we're on so you can join us live. If you don't catch the live screening, you can obviously go onto the YouTube channel. We'll also start saving them as Instagram history or highlight stories or whatever. I accidentally deleted the last one, so that's why I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
But it is on YouTube for your viewing pleasure. These will air on DCTV also. I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to have an hour-long
block. I need to start wearing more clothes for these jokes.
Oh, sorry, dude.
What's up? It's like, yo, that guy needs a bra. Like, what's he doing?
Nip all out and
like,
shit.
Come on, man.
Damn. So, yeah, we'll be doing that. And then that's pretty much it. We're wrapping up this year pretty quickly. We won't be here next week for the holidays, obviously. But we'll be back the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Or... yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, following week.
The following week.
So, that's kind of it.
That's it.
Kind of done here.
Did the iPad die?
Yeah, iPad died, so I'll have to add that in. Later.
What's it plugged into, bro? Wait, hold on.
The iPad is plugged into the Mac. that's dead. So, yeah, that's kind of life right now. I'm just slumming it. You know, it's funny. I left it plugged in.
I saw the cord, and I was like, because you're like, no, Eileen, I don't need the power source for the cord.
Well, I just didn't want to have to go through, like, at that point, we were so into it, I didn't want to have to, like, stop. And
this is like the blind leading the blind right here, bro. Like, we're using the dying Mac to charge the dying iPad.
Yo, low-key, I did see, like, a lady get into her car the other day, and she had, like, a blind, like, stick thing. I don't know what you call it, but
she got in the driver's seat,
and I was like, "Holy dog, you can't get in!"
She probably thought it was the past. She probably thought it was a cab or something.
Oh,
there's a wheel here. Oh, it's all right. I'll figure it out.
She's gonna do like a Maggie Simpson, and she's thinking she's just like playing around or something while her mom drives.
on the horns.
Yo.
18 wheelers.
I was like, this is not, I'm like, should I say something? Should I call the cops? Should I do my like my part as a citizen?
Just let
like,
the air out her tires or something.
I didn't have all that. I was driving by, bro. I just rolled out. I was like, let me just get ahead of her as fast as I can. Let me just get to work safely and I'll be all right, you know. As long as I'm not in that mess, I'm good. You know, hopefully she's good. Hopefully she got to where she was trying to go.
Well, I guess she can't. She couldn't have been able to tell if she got there, though. So.
No, she has no idea.
She doesn't know. She's probably still there.
She probably has, like, Google Maps on in the background, and it's like, turn right here. And she's like, wham, and it's like, it's like turns into, like, someone's house in someone's living room at the moment.
I smell stuffing. Is it Thanksgiving already? Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's good stuff. All right. I think we should end there. That's perfect. That's really perfect. All right.
I guess I'll plug. I'll plug. Plug is such a hood term. You got the plug. MarkAnthony_Murray. Instagram. MachineGain-Labs.com. Internet. Even though everything's the internet. _Apex. Instagram for ApexGram and AskApexPod@gmail.com if you guys have any questions or feedback. But no hating. Like I said, any hate mail, we do delete all hate mail. We just don't read it. We don't need the vibes. Don't send them. We don't care. We're not interested. Just go bother some blind people or something.
That's awful. Why would you send people to bother blind people?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I just don't want to be... You know, we're blind to the signs of the hate.
Not making it any better.
It's all. It's better than laughing at flesh burning.
Yeah, that was awful.
That was pretty bad.
And that's not right. That's not a good thing to talk about right now in their situation on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. See, but if you didn't bring... See, now... Actually, my context was a little bit better because it was like about movies and stuff like that. Like an actor whose flesh is burning.
I can go back and screen that. I don't remember that part. I mean, no, yeah, you're right. You're right. You were talking about actors.
Like, who even brought that up?
It's me.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. All right. You can find me, makeshiftfilms.net, at makeshift_films on Instagram and Twitter, and really whatever. I really don't care. Just do whatever you want to do. Just have a good Thanksgiving. Don't choke. Don't eat too much. Don't do anything stupid in front of your family.
Please don't. This is like the one time that many people see their family throughout the whole year. So don't ruin it for the people who actually want to spend time and be civil. AKA, don't have too much alcohol if you know you can't control it. And if you can't control it, then I don't know what to tell you.
If you can't control it, then clearly you have some work to do. You need to work on your situation with delivery. All right. Unless you're an alcoholic, then that's a whole other situation. Then just don't drink. Okay, anyways, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
All right.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Through the Apex. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @Through_Apex. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.